All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Katie Cavanaugh and Ralph Havens here for you today. We have a really, really cool topic for you. We were just talking about this in the green room, and our topic is, it is easier than I ever imagined. And you might be saying to yourself, wait a second, shit's really hard right now. It's not easy. But we are going to talk about how getting from point A to point B actually is a lot easier than we tell ourselves or we believe it to be. So Ralph, welcome, welcome. So great to see you. We were just talking a little bit about, again, the easy part of having something happen for you. Do you want to talk a little bit about the journey before things become, quote, unquote, easy that people see?
Yeah, that's what that seems to be what is showing up right now for us. So it's I just took an amazing class this weekend, another amazing class of hands-on work, but I can also do it energetically. And I'm getting a lot of information about how it's even easier than we've imagined. And both Katie and I have had that experience over the years with learning peace process and instant miracle and matrix energetics and all these ways of healing. And at every step, it's like, oh my God, it's easier than we ever imagined. And there's and the guy that showed me the anyway, I'll just talk about it. There's like a band. I'll do it as a metaphor. Like a story. You know, we've all heard the story of a band that's an instant miracle success and overnight sensation. But then if you look back over the years, it's like 10 years of hitting all the dive bars, and then the right person was in the audience, and then they're an overnight sensation, and it's easier than I ever imagined. And I was talking to Katie beforehand about it, because she's a dancer, and it's like, you know, you do all these dance steps and take all this training, and then it clicks in, and then it's like different than that. It's like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers weren't like counting steps. It was something flowing through them. So there's a way to do healing like that. And so what we found over the years is you can heal and you can get the life you want and you can do what you're here to do and be who you are. And there's something about, there's a way to do it that we found. And it is easier than we ever imagined. So maybe we'll do a little demo at the end here to give you a way to like play with this. But yeah, what would you say, Katie, is like this idea, like working really hard, if it was just a matter of working really hard, there's a lot of people that would be super successful, but it's different than that.
So even going back to like the dance metaphor, and, you know, we think about all of the training that we put in, and it doesn't matter, you know, what industry we're working in, there's a level of skill sets that you still need in order to be, you know, one of the best in the industry or at the top of your game or whatever feels successful for you. And when we go through all of the quote, unquote, hard work, yes, it absolutely does pay off. But I think a lot of us are in this mindset that it has to be hard. And the same thing with healing, it has to be hard. Dance class has to be hard. Your feet have to bleed. You need to be sore, all of these things. And this is, you know, this is true. Our feet bleed in class. And it does, again, doesn't matter what type of dance you're doing. And the work that you put in, when you think about it as hard, like this is really hard, what does that do to the way that you are building that skill within you, right? You're attaching the fact that it's difficult and to, you know, that difficult energy to that particular skill. But what if you were attaching ease and flow to that particular skill, or fun or enjoyment as you are in that learning process? Then it doesn't really seem so hard, right? It seems you can make it a game, like, ooh, this time I'm going to try and see if I can do two turns instead of one turn. And, you know, you make it a game. Oh, I didn't make two, but I made one and a half, you know, and you kind of, you say, okay, well, now it's a little bit easier because I can do 1.5 turns, not quite 2, but now that I can do 1.5, let's see if I can do 1.75, you know, and it does become easier as you build these skills. And then all of a sudden you're doing doubles, triples, quadruples, and you're like, oh yeah, this is way easier than I imagined.
And it's fun. So,
yeah. And I think there's that aspect of fun that we are forgetting to put into all of the quote, quote, hard work that we need to do in order to get from point A to point B, wherever we are in our growth journey or personal development. So Ralph, do you have anything that you want to add to that before we kind of move on to some of the ease of healing?
Yeah. So for me, it's, you know, I'm a runner and, when I was running for me, it was a high level and devoting my life to it and training a lot and running twice a day and taking naps in between and not doing some of the social things. You know, I was very, very dedicated to that. And people would ask me like, you're so dedicated. You're so disciplined. And it was like, no, I'm not. This is like the time of my life. I'm having so much, you know, I don't remember saying it quite like this, but I was having the time of my life. It was like so fun to be, you know, a warrior, to be doing this stuff and then to go to races and to test it and to have a plan and a coach and doing all this stuff. It wasn't, it was like, I remember telling one of my friends years later, like, oh yeah, we were so like, you know, we got up early, we did this stuff. It was like, da, da, da. And he goes, it was a blast, man. And I'm like, yeah, it was a blast. And so, so there's something about that. And I look at my little boy who's a runner now and he's got his plans and his training. He's having a blast. And so so there's something about that with healing as well. Like it not only doesn't have to be hard, there is stuff to do and there's dance steps to learn, but ultimately there's something else. So if it's important enough is the thing. And if it's your thing, you know, it's like what I've found is if you're being who you really are and you're doing what you're really here to do, then it's not really work, even though it's a lot of work. There's something else that's happening. And then it clicks in and it turns into, we don't need the dance steps anymore. So that's how what we found with healing. And we found a really cool way to do it. A few ways as we kind of go on through this process and seeing bigger and bigger and faster miracles with people of healing and getting the life they want. And I think we might even do a demo of it here in a bit just to kind of show you. But I almost hesitate to do that because I don't want you to think, well, that's all it is. Because it's like it was like building to this thing, and it's useful to kind of have the pieces in place as you go along. But we'll do a little demo too. And but that's what I'm noticing. It's like it's not work, even though it can look like work. And for someone else, it would be way too much work because it's not who they are and it's not their thing.
So, exactly. I think that's such an important point to remember that when you're in your element, it should feel easy. It should feel light. And
you fun. Should be like even when you're working.
Yeah, definitely fun. And a lot of times when we are in our elements, we look around and we're like, well, anybody can do this. You know, anybody can put on a pair of running shoes and go for a run, or anybody can sit down at a laptop and write, you know, 1,000 words a day or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And so we are like, this isn't, you know, a talent that I have. Anybody can do this. And we think that because it comes so easy to us, it also should come easy, or it does come easy to everyone else. And that's just not the case. So when we are comparing ourselves to others and saying, you know, oh, I wish I could be more like this person. And, you know, they're a high powered CEO and they're making millions of dollars, you know, but that's too much work for me. And that means that's not in alignment with who you truly are. Whereas, you know, if you are being who you truly are, you can go out and do your own thing. Maybe you're the next great creator of something that solves a huge problem and you make your millions of dollars that way. And that's easy for you, just like whoever is that high-powered CEO, that position is probably comes at an easier, in an easier form than it would someone who, you know, had to feel like they really needed to work in order to have that sort of life. You know, the people who really enjoy their jobs,
Yeah.
And are really, really good at their jobs, and they seem to have everything come easily to them, is because they are in their element and they are using their gifts and talents in the way that they were meant to use them. And I think it's, again, really important that we're not comparing ourselves to others, because we all came here with our own unique set of gifts. And even when, say, you know, 20 people are all Reiki masters, all 20 people are going to perform their rituals or do their Reiki differently or teach their Reiki differently or hold you as a client in a different perspective than all of the other people. So there's nothing that you can do that's not absolutely original, unless you're a complete copycat. But even with the copycat, you are still bringing you through. So, you know, there's always that uniqueness. And again, when we are saying to ourselves, well, does this align? Does this feel good? Does this feel fun? Am I enjoying this? Then yeah, things do come easily. Opportunities just kind of land in your lap when you're in that mindset, that body set, that flow of energy, right? We find resources that just come to us. People just come out of the woodwork, you know, our friend circles change, and the people who we need to move us forward show up in our lives. And there's just so much abundance in all forms that come to us when we are in this state of ease and flow. And it's really about being present and about being who you are. So Ralph, would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Well, I think it was perfect. I think it's basically a thing that, you know, someone might want to do is just to kind of spend a little time, like, what's your, who are you, and what are you here to do? And what's your version of how you want to live your life? Because our experience is you can heal physical stuff, heal the what could be called the past, the emotional, mental, the spiritual stuff. You can heal that stuff. We've seen it. And then you can do what you're here to do. And so one of the keys I find is to figure out what's your version, because you take 10 people and put them in a dance class, and one or two of them could become great and just be amazing. And it's like amazing their thing. And some could be like, you know, like this. And it's like, I don't want to go to dance class, and I'm supposed to go to dance class. And, you know, my friends are all at dance class, and, you know, I've trained for years at do dance class. My mom wanted me to be a dancer. And it's like, they're going to have less of an effect. And some are going to be like, I hate dance. I really, really wouldn't be here if my mom didn't make me do this. It's like, you know, you can imagine who's going to be successful. And so what the first step I think would be is just to kind of think like, what do you want to do? I mean, you know, who are you really? And what are you here to do? And how important is it? Is it like 10 out of 10 important to do it? Like for you, Katie, it was like, it was 10 out of 10 to be the best dancer you could be. It was like 10 out of 10. For me, it was running back, you know, many years ago. Now it's for both of us, it's healing. And it's like, we're 10 out of 10 all in committed. And but somebody else, they shouldn't be all in committed. It's not their thing. But what we find is it's easier than you think. It starts with like, well, who am I and what's my version? And if you're looking for abundance, you know, prosperity, success, the money thing, it's like, what problem can you solve? Like when I found a quote from Brené Brown that was so cool. She said, one day you will tell your story of how you overcame what you went through, and it will be someone else's survival guide. And so it's like, you know, it's not just about like, oh, I want super hyper cars and I want a garage and I want to have abundant money to have nothing else to do. And I just want to play around. It's like, maybe, but like, you know, what are you really here to do? And then we can help you clear the physical stuff, the mental, emotional, spiritual stuff that's in the way. And at that point, it is easier. And if you like, I can give a brief description of some of the stuff. But again, I hesitate to, just because people can think, well, that's all it is. It's like, no, it's not all there is. There's like stuff to do. But at the end, it's like, without the dance steps, it gets very dialed in. To spirit, God, or whatever that is.
And I want to talk just a minute about still having to do the hard things? And where do you find the ease in doing the hard things?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I didn't go do something with the family yesterday, because I knew if I went and made paper mache with them, I would just be sitting in this chair falling asleep. And Jen was like, do you want to stay home? And I'm like, yes. And I worked. I cleaned up my YouTube channel, and I'm contacted my virtual assistant. And this project I've been wanting to do for quite a while, I got it done. And at the end of the day, I felt really good. And we call them the Canadians. A visiting family here next to us came over and rang the doorbell right as I was finishing. And I hung out with a bunch of little kids. And then I talked to the mom, and turns out she's really cool. But she was telling me, you know, you don't know, but when I was young, I did this, and it was really cool. She was a performer all around the world. I'm like, oh, really? You've been holding out on me? But it's like, the point is, I had this magical end of the day, but I also had this magical time of doing my work. And at that point, that's what I was supposed to do. And it was because who I was. And there's something about that sweet spot of being you and doing what you're here to do.
Yeah. And I think also when we still have those situations that we have to be in, you know, and do something hard, whatever, that, I don't know, moves us forward in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's a hard conversation. Maybe it's an actual project that takes a lot of work. Finding the ease in that. And where do you bring yourself into that project? Like, is it something that's important to you? And I think that when we look at it from that perspective, like, okay, well, what is important about this? Again, maybe we'll use a hard conversation. Like, what is really important? Why do I feel the need to do this? And what am I going to get out of it? And can I make this easier by just allowing myself to be me? And I think that allowing ourselves just to be us and not worrying about what somebody else is going to think or do or say, because we really have no control over that. When we are willing to be true to ourselves and we're willing to acknowledge how we're feeling and what our values are, then I think things that we look at as difficult can become a lot easier. So in the sense of, you know, a project or something, maybe it's a big work project, like maybe you have excellent time management skills, or maybe you're super, super organized, or maybe you're the idea person. So how can you bring that into something that's you deemed difficult or overwhelming or hard, so that you can find that path of least resistance? And again, feeling into, well, where is there lightness? Where can I be grateful? Where can I put gratitude into the fact that I get to do this, instead of like, oh, I have to do this, right? I get to do this. And looking at those little things, like, where can I shift my attention to, you know, this task is a little bit more fun than this task, so maybe I go do this one first. And, you know, that whole motivation snowball that, you know, some of these time management gurus talk about, and you know how once you just start, things get going, and that's how it does become easier. And I think, again, with the procrastination, just getting started makes things easier, and it gets you into that flow. As again, when we say things like, this is really hard, then what do we think is going to be our experience? It's going to be hard. Then we forget to ask, you know, what if this were easy? Or can this be really easier? What is the easiest way I can do this for myself?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I wonder, and we talked earlier, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but we thought about this to open up for the next few weeks. A way to do a session with you, a session with me, and be with us for a month in our group. Is that something we should let people in on?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
I'll just talk about it. So we do help people one-on-one. You know, we do that one-on-one with people, help people heal and get what they want in life. Right now what I'm talking about, though, is we do have a group that does this 5 days a week. Katie's on there on Fridays. I'm on there Monday and Thursday. And then we have Ilya and Leslie in the other days. And we help people heal and do this sort of healing and really tune into who they are and what they're here to do and clear the stuff that's in the way. And I was talking to Katie a week or so ago, and we thought, you know, let's just make it something where people really know what to do and how to get what they want. And so if it speaks to you and you want an hour, I think it's an hour, a session with Katie and a session with me, one-on-one, nobody else in the group, one-on-one with Katie, one-on-one with me. And you can be with us some of the time, Monday through Friday. It doesn't have to be every day. You could be just with Katie once a week or with me once a week and Katie once a week or if you could be in there 5 days a week. But if you're committed, if it's 10 out of 10, to really shift things for you and get your health back and get your life back and do this sort of thing. Like, how can you do what you're here to do? You can join us for a month in our group. You literally raise your hand in the group and we work with you one-on-one in the group, which is powerful to have a group thing, and have a session with Katie and a session with me where you really map out knowing exactly what to do and test it for yourself. See what happens in your life and your synchronicity and give it a go. It's only if you're really 10 out of 10, you want what you say you want. Because if you don't, you know how it is, you don't show up and things don't happen. But if you want a month with us and some one-on-one time, I put the links in there. I'll put it wherever else we put this on Spotify and Rumble and everything else, YouTube, and join us and let us know. So anything you want to add to that, Katie? It's like, what are people, I'm going to look in the Facebook and see what people need.
All I can say is that group, there's magic in that group. Like I get so much out of that group. Probably as much as everybody who's on the other side of the call. But yeah, for anyone who is really seriously wanting to make some big changes, now is the time. Like this, the energy right now supports really big change. And of course, the next season coming is fall. Fall is the season of transition. So anything that is ready to be released, this is your time to do it. And it's also time to get really, really clear on, well, what do you want next? And we're coming into the end of the year as well, looking forward to, you know, what is the rest of 2023 going to be bringing us? And what is it that we truly want to have? And what do we need to let go of? Because it's preventing us from getting what we need in order to move forward to have what it is that we are looking to have. So again, super powerful stuff here. Again, it's a lot easier than we think it is. So let your mantra lately be, what if it were easy? Or I am so happy and grateful this is easier than I ever imagined. Or what would it take for me to find the path of least resistance? You know, ask your guides for assistance, ask yourself, ask your higher self, meditate, journal, whatever it is. Because there's so much information coming through for us right now. And it's very easy when you are open to receiving the aligned frequencies. It's very easy to attract what it is that you are looking to create in your life. So let that be your Wednesday wisdom.
And let's do a little demo, even though this is not everything we do, but it's like, but that's, you're already having there's a secret to this whole thing. And one of them is that when you hang out with us, you can be different, even just hanging out with us. So would you notice if things were different after this time, if you've been hanging out with us for a while? And one thing you can do if you like is just put a finger on your chest somewhere and just notice the place that you want to put your finger and then touch it and just touch the skin. And just notice just under the skin. Okay. And so you have been in an energetic healing session and let us know what's different. And if you'd like to be with us for a month, let us know. And Katie, so good to see you. These are always so fun.
Always. And again, everybody watching, thank you so much for joining us today. We will be back next week with a new topic for you. So thanks again for watching. We will see you next time.
Awesome. Let me click off on my recordings and